You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Based on Speculation, or the pop culture news on the research, so you do not have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think the movies are going to learn from 2024?
The movies love to look at the previous year and be like, what worked, what didn't work, which makes sense.
That's because
that's business.
Yeah.
You're putting money in things and you want more money to come out.
That's
capitalism.
Yeah.
You want to line your fat, dirty pockets with hunks of filthy coins.
And you know they're dirty.
Filthy pockets, dude.
Disgusting. Full of mud and a couple of bugs.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, as listeners of Baseless Speculation would know, and pretty much everyone will be across at this point, movies take, one, longer than 1 year to make.
Yes.
Two, movie studios love to take away the wrong lessons from successes and failures.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They love to pick one aspect of a failure and blame the entire failure on that.
And they also love to like film many movies back to back sometimes for some sweet tax breaks, and then they can't course correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they do try and course correct, but it's like throwing bad money after bad money. Really. Just a lot of bad.
An awesome thing I learned, this is kind of only movie adjacent, but it is kind of relevant, is that recently they were like, the Fantastic Beasts franchise is done.
Yep.
We're not making any more. But one of the Disneylands is like, we're opening a Fantastic Beasts world.
Yeah.
And I think that rocks. So like,
why would it can't be Disneyland? Because Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, wait, Warner Brothers. Excuse me.
Movie World?
Yeah. Universal Studios.
Why would they do that?
I don't, but you just know it's like the two competing parts of the Warner Brothers brand. And at some point somewhere, they're like, we'll make a Fantastic Beasts World. That gets signed off on. They're like, okay, we're ready to break ground in 2025. That's probably when Fantastic Beasts 2 come out.
It's part of a, I will give them credit here.
Yeah.
Because part of a new strategy that studios keep trying to do. Because nostalgia sequels or legacy sequels, stuff like that, often make bank, as we'll get to when we talk about our little list here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they've probably done is quietly tried to bury the fact that the Fantastic Beasts franchise is done for now by opening this new park.
I see what
you mean.
And
then hope that that park
people
makes
love the park enough that they can release Fantastic Beasts 4.
And they go back to Fantastic Beasts on Netflix, or actually it'll be HBO Max or Max.
Yeah.
Oh, and they do like a series rather than a...
They watch the movies, and then those new movies rise to the top. Then more people go to the park because they're one of their Fantastic Beast heads now. Yeah.
And then Fantastic Beast kind of like leads into the fact that there's going to be like the Harry Potter
HBO series coming.
Which apparently has like one of the showrunners or one of the writers, which is like, I don't read the books, I don't want to.
That rocks because the only like when people are excited about this one, they're like, finally they'll do the stuff they missed in the movies. But if there's a guy who's like, I didn't read the freaking books, I want to. It's not happening. I love that. It's like the guy who played Dumbledore. I think he's like, I didn't read the books. Obviously they're for babies. I'm an actor. That rocks. I love that. More people should do that.
And like Hogwarts Legacy, the video game. Has made over $1 billion in revenue and has sold over 25 million copies at this point, which is a lot for a game. One of the best-selling video games of all time.
That's crazy. How much do you think that
if the game was good.
Do you think the Fantastic Beastlands will reference Nazi Germany like the movies?
Like the movies promised to?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that'll be really cool.
We can take away this slight win. Elden Ring has outsold Hogwarts Legacy.
It's great. Good game.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Anyway, so movies, they love to learn the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
They love to learn a lesson too late to fix it, but then try and fix it and then wreck whatever movie they're trying to make anyway. Yeah. Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Hey, what if we... people hate The Last Jedi, but we're pretty late into, like, finalizing stuff of Rise of Skywalker.
Get him back.
Yeah. Let's wreck that movie so it's for the fans. Oh, the fans hate it because it's now just a bad movie?
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's crazy.
Well, we listen to the loud, angry fans.
That just became the template, didn't it? That became the template for movies going forward.
Last Jedi's reaction has wrecked movies.
It really has.
Which sucks, because I like that movie.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
I don't blame the movie, I blame the reaction.
Yeah, well, of course.
But, yeah.
It wrecked
one movie made everyone crazy.
Yeah.
No, it's some movies, like, again, I don't get into a whole, like, Star Wars thing. But, like, yeah, again, it's like, you can criticize aspects of that film.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You can be like, I like this and didn't like this, I like this, didn't like this, rah, rah. But then it was the loud ones were just I don't like, and then it just got so, like, just vitriolic and misogynistic.
Oh, yeah.
It just, it's like, you can criticize without being a big scumbag.
I saw a guy in the city a couple of months ago wearing a t-shirt that said, "The Rise of Skywalker is in canon." And I just, like, can't imagine what it would be like to talk to a guy like that, you know?
But also, does that mean Rise of Skywalker's not canon, idiot with the t-shirt?
Yeah.
Where are you drawing the line?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he probably...
Yeah, I imagine.
Awakens canon?
I reckon for that guy, no.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, then why doesn't your t-shirt say that?
Your t-shirt should be more cohesive.
The sequel trilogy isn't canon. Say that.
Yeah, goddamn.
It's the Mandalorian season 3 that stinks canon.
He was also wearing a pork pie hat.
Is Scar canon?
He also had huge mutton
the
chops.
The lion?
No, Scar the music. The pork pie hat, I'm guessing.
Oh, right. SKA.
Yeah.
I was very
lost. Dude, yeah, okay. It took me a bit too.
We should criminalize skanking just to punish that one man. Anyway, this year the box office has been... some of the stuff that has happened I would have probably seen coming.
Yeah.
Look, Deadpool or Wolverine made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
Inside Out 2 making nearly $2 billion. I don't think, even if you thought it was going to be successful.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't think any of us thought the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
I figured that was going to be successful, not too billy successful. I know you were like, it's going to basically flop. Because, you just didn't really, I guess, count on nostalgia.
Yeah. It just.
I know. I was arguing that nostalgia for Inside Out 2 won't affect it because it hasn't been long enough.
There is no nostalgia for Inside Out.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
And Deadpool and Wolverine, I'm like, I was like, that's good. That's going to make so
Billy.
Much. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. What was it? Your guys was like, people are kind of sick of the.
Well, that's what that was.
It did happen to a movie, just not the movie I thought it was going to happen to.
And I was like, nah, that's
going to happen. Yeah, I think what I was saying, I was like, they've got no good cameos left, but I didn't realize that people would be excited to see Elektra, you know?
Yeah.
Which is just so, I don't know, it's just crazy because, like, on one aspect, you're like, oh, surely the joke is that it is Elektra because no one gave a shit. And that's the gag.
Yeah.
But then, but then it's not, it's filmed with reverence.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
You then have Jennifer Garner, like, you know,
I'm the most important character.
Like the Psy moves or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, as like behind the scenes things, like, still got it. And you're like, we're treating this with such sacredness.
Well, yeah, I think, there's a lot of like behind the scenes stuff of, or tweets of Ryan Reynolds being like, we got to give these actors and characters their flowers. That's what it's all about, you know?
Which is, it's
asinine, bro.
Yeah. Like, if comedy's subjective.
Yeah.
If the joke was that we're giving these, you know, characters, these movies that were, you know, universally not beloved.
Yes, absolutely.
We're kind of, you know, giving them a send off, but it is extremely tongue in cheek.
That would have been much better.
Like, okay. And maybe I missed that. Maybe I'm a big stupid baby and they did that and I was like, it felt too, I guess, sincere. Maybe that's on me.
I don't think so.
Look,
I don't think so.
I think that somewhere
along the way they were like, these are real people and,
I get it. It's hard to be like, if you were example, like if you are Jennifer Garner or Wesley Snipes being like, no, I love those movies. They're a big part of my life, and the audience didn't kind of gel with it, and it kind of sucks. But you know, I don't want to make fun of that because that's part of my career.
Yeah, exactly.
See, my ego is not that high.
Yeah. God, man. What a movie.
Yeah, it's great movies. A couple of other things that I guess we probably would have seen coming.
Yeah.
Despicable Me did well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Of Part 4. But it's doing better than other, like, late in the era sequels, I guess. So, like, Kung Fu Panda 4 also made bank, but nowhere near as much as I think they would have hoped.
Yeah.
Mm. That tapped out at $550 million worldwide, which is still a big profit.
It's respectable, but yeah.
Bad Boys Ride or Die is currently the 8th highest grossing film of the year.
That's crazy.
Didn't see that one.
No.
But here's a thing that's happening with the top 10 this year. The things between like 6 and 10 haven't really made that much money. Like Kung Fu Panda is 6 with 550, and in 10th place is Twisters, which made 370 million, which is obviously a lot of money, but it's not. None of these have, like, blown the fucking doors off.
Yeah, it's Michael Caine impressions? Yeah. You just opened the door for Michael Caine impressions. And blow the bloody doors off!
We were just meant to blow the bloody doors off!
You were just meant to blow the bloody doors off!
We gotta do an Italian job, but you gotta only blow the bloody doors off!
It's an Italian job, or we're blowing the bloody doors off! You invited that in.
I forgot that movie ends in a really famous cliffhanger that maybe started cliffhangers because their car is on a cliff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hanging.
Damn, dude. Blow the bloody doors off.
I'm hanging on a bloody cliff.
You did that by, that was basically you like you had a Ouija board. Yeah. You were like, spirits in this room come in, enter my body. Blow the bloody doors off. But I know what you mean. It's kind of like, it's not like movies did amazing this year. It's like quite a few movies did pretty good. And then some movies did incredible. Yeah.
Stupidly well. And then others kind of die.
Yeah. So for
died on the vine. Yeah.
For example, if you go back to 2022, where we're still trying to figure out if movies are back or not on the back of the pandemic, like 10th place made 480 million.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots.
I love Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots. Were good.
The Loose Woosh. Minions Rise of... Well, Despicable Me 4 has made more than Minions Rise of Gru, just.
That's crazy.
I guess people are like, you know, the Despicable Me for some reason. Is that for some reason more recognizable than the Minions?
Well, I guess the Minions is like a spin-off. So like maybe a spin-off, like a sequel to a spin-off rather than the main series.
And this is the kind of statistics that's going to be making movie studios sweat. Because if you wind it back to 2019... You had to make $1 billion to get into the top 9.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
So they're like, why?
That's crazy.
5 years ago, every movie made $1 billion. What happened? COVID's over.
Yeah.
The movies are safe.
Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah, what happened? I mean, COVID is over.
Yeah.
Then we got AI to write our scripts.
What the hell changed?
And writers got murdered.
Yeah.
And then we cut down those trees so that it was real hot for striking.
I don't know.
Fran Dresser yelled at me.
It's got to be something that's not my fault, I would say.
Probably that woke mind.
Oh, yeah. Obviously the woke mind virus.
It's
the blame for a lot of stuff. But yeah, so... with Inside Out 2 making $1.7 billion and Deadpool and Wolverine making oh my god, it's made $1.337 billion.
Whoa!
Bleeds, dude, the gamers have won.
It's a win for gamers everywhere.
So yeah, studios will still be like, oh no, people didn't like the movies this year. Why? How come?
Yes. Well, one reaction that I've already seen in regards to Inside Out 2 is I think that Pixar has made a concerted effort and maybe even like a policy change where they're like...
More sequels.
Yeah, pretty much. Ooh. We are reducing the amount of original scripts and going forward, we are doing
Story 5, Frozen 3, which isn't Pixar.
No. That's Toy Story 5, I think there's Incredibles 3 on the horizon.
Incredibles 3, Zootopia 2, which again is just Disney, not Pixar, but still...
And then I think there's...
Moana the TV series has been recut into Moana 2.
And I think there's another Pixar sequel.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's doing the music for Mufasa. It's all happening.
So I can see that. And it's, you know, it just reminded me. Remember that other Pixar movie that was meant to come out about the little boy in space?
Oh, that's still coming.
Yeah, little boy in space.
You just don't hear shit about it.
What happened to little boy in space?
He goes to space and they think he's the president.
And there's like a couple of, references to, because there's an alien from Lilo and Stitch.
There's a couple of Disney references
there. Where? Little boy in space. Where he go?
Where he go? When's that coming out?
Boy went space.
Yeah.
Fine.
Is it called like Elio or something?
Yeah, it is called Elio.
There you go.
Elio.
I'm on the ball, baby.
You are.
But yeah, so clearly Pixar's like, well, this they it never seemed like they thought it would do very well. Mm-hmm. So they're just kind of burying it. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to focus on, yeah, like your Toy Story 5s and your mm-hmm. your sequel series, which is, I mean, you want to say that's the wrong lesson, but also Inside Out 2 made nearly $2 billion.
Yeah.
So from a financial perspective, it's the right lesson.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're getting, like, a new property, get your dumb as fuck hat.
Yeah.
And put it on.
Okay, done.
All right, sweet. So you got to be like, okay, new properties, no one wants to go home to gamble, to risk.
Absolutely.
People are going to be like, I don't know about these characters. I don't know them already. I can't relate.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I don't trust.
Yeah, I'm out.
So now, but character I know, I love.
Mrs. Incredible.
That's me. I see that me. Yeah. I love Sick Mummy. I see me in that.
Yeah.
Me want.
Me back.
So that's not gamble because I know I love it. My kid love it. It's going to be good. Let's go see that. And then now with streaming and shit, it's kind of like, well, the people that know is going to end up on streaming at some point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So again, it's like, well, new property. Well, you got to go to the movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got to go to movies to gamble.
But if I gamble on my couch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But then on the other side of things, so we've spoken about the big wins.
Yeah.
We've got Joker has just like limped over 200 million.
Yeah.
But that was sequel to Beloved. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably because we put Lady Gaga, our woman, in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Work my mind.
Venom the Last Dance is doing fine, but it will, unless something.
Can we blame a woman?
Massive no, unfortunately not. In fact, they've removed Michelle.
But we removed a woman!
Doesn't a woman become Venom in it? I've seen clips
right
of
at
that.
The end. She becomes Agony.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's... Juno Temple, spoilers.
Okay.
Can we blame her?
Well, she's got a crazy plot in the movie.
Yeah.
Well,
her brother wants to be a NASA scientist and they're playing at the beach and he gets struck by lightning and dies.
Okay.
And the lightning strike scars her arm. So she's like, I should become a scientist instead.
Struck by lightning at the beach is crazy.
Yeah.
That's like the least likely place to get struck by lightning.
When you think about it, I think it's actually more likely at the beach because the water's a conductor.
Yeah, but it's
it?
So low.
It is at sea level.
Yeah, it is at sea level. I remember watching an artist who uses lightning on the beach to make art and sculptures because he puts like rods or whatever on the beach and the lightning hits it and it kind of makes these kind of cool
That's
structures.
Cool.
Pick up a paintbrush, idiot.
That's the only kind of art
that
Kel does.
Yeah.
Sculpture's not art. That's just rocks or some shit. Paintings are the only art.
What if you painted a sculpture?
That's fine.
Okay.
You could paint a human shit and that's still art.
Interesting.
But if I sculpted human shit?
Bad. No, rocks.
Fair enough. He's got me there, dude. He has me there.
Well, I guess...
Photos also aren't art. Anyone can take a good photo.
Yeah.
A monkey can.
A monkey, yeah. That photo by the monkey rocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that monkey photo. Yeah. I guess, there was no marketing to show, like, woman Venom. So I guess they can't really...
Yeah, I think they would struggle to blame the woke mind virus.
But then you
can
probably
blame
the woke mind virus on this and maybe not the fact that it was just a very ambitious sequel because Furiosa also bombed.
Uh-huh, 173
million off, like, 130 million.
Still stings.
So sad.
Well, that's okay because the movie that opened the same week of it, Bob Marley, One Love, made more money than
it. Cool.
Then lower budget horror movies did pretty well this year. Smile 2, Long Legs, Terrifier 3, they're all bringing in some cash.
Long Legs was pretty good.
Long Legs had... TikTok behind it, being like, this will spook the shit out of you.
Scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's not what TikTok was saying.
Yeah.
Babies need to watch more film.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if it was a viral marketing thing to...
Like, it's more of a thriller.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what it seemed like. It didn't seem like a shit-your-pants horror movie.
No, it's definitely...
It's scary. It's just not...
Definitely a horror movie. So Smile 2 is currently made 80-something million on a small budget, but the first one did make 200 million.
Okay.
So unless it gets over that line, we are currently recording Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that will boost Smile 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was made for 28 million. It's currently made 86. So again, they're not going to be upset with that.
No, yeah, yeah.
And this is actually like stuff that is good news for me because I like these horror movies. Trap, that also made bank.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Charlemagne's back.
Yeah,
Well, Charlemagne, N. Night Shyamalan loves to just finance his own movies, and then they make Like, people are like, oh, I made it for $20 million and made $100 million. Yeah. And they're like, that's a good return on investment. Yeah, make some more movies.
Absolutely. Oh, I will.
So Trap was made for $30 million, made $83 million. So again, studios like this because, well, some studios. Because if they make 10 movies like that, they're like, sweet, we've made like a profit of like $1 billion.
Yeah, that's huge.
But they're like, but what if we put $350 million into one movie and make $2 billion?
All the money we put into these 10 movies into one movie.
And then it flops.
Yeah, yeah.
People hate it.
And then we don't know what's going on, dude.
And Terrifier 3, these movies have a lot of, it was made for $2 million and it's currently made $56 million.
That's crazy.
That is a good return.
That's great.
And like those movies are just like, hey, look. It looks like shit, but not in the same way that it looks like shit because of, like, Marvel way.
Yeah.
Because we're filming in a car park.
Yeah.
We're filming in a car park. Our light source is three lighters held up by one guy.
Our light source is the sun.
Is the guy who plays Art the Clown an actor? Hard to say.
Yeah.
We spent all of our money on creative, horrible ways to kill people.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Terrifier 3. At one point, he fucks a guy in the ass with a chainsaw and then cuts his penis in half horizontal.
What the hell, dude? That's crazy. That's a crazy move.
Yeah. So Terrifier 3 is disgusting, and audiences like, because again, it's like, you can just advertise like, hey, you're going to see some stuff you've never seen before. And people are like, hell yeah, yuck.
I think that is definitely, which is, again, like kind of almost the opposite lesson that like Pixar are learning. But if you promise that you're going to, like, it's like the movies that are doing well, at least the horror movies, are the ones where an audience feels like they're guaranteed a reaction. Like Long Legs, where they're like, this is going to scare the shit out of you. Mm. People are like, well, that's worth my price of admission.
Yeah.
Because I've already been guaranteed, even if it doesn't happen, like, I've been guaranteed something different or some kind of reaction out of the movie.
Yeah. Like, You want to watch a film where people have taken, like, you know, time and effort to set up a shot?
Yeah.
Well, here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just like, it's nice, and again, maybe it's refreshing watching these sort of like, you know, low-budget horror films that are kind of being like, well, I don't have all the money in the world, so I've got to be creative.
Yeah.
I can't just be like, whatever, shoot in front of a big volume or whatever it's called. I don't care. You know, like, hey, go next door. There's a car park. No. Put it up on the volume.
Yeah.
That car park looks faker and realer or whatever. I don't care. But put a bird there.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. Good.
But I wonder if there's something where, like, you know, hey, life's expensive right now. Cost of living, bitch.
Mm.
And people are like, I don't know if I have the money to buy myself a movie ticket.
Yeah.
If it's not going to be something that, like, you know, I don't know, like, what's one of the movies that did bad this year?
Furiosa, let's say.
I don't know.
Oh, you want a bad movie?
Yeah. Bad movie.
Okay, so one we haven't spoken about is the $200 million Borderlands film, which made $30
million. Yeah.
Hang on, let me just quick do the math. $200 million.
Yeah.
$200 is less than.
Yeah, that's 30, really grim.
Potentially
bad.
That did really bad.
I believe it could be the biggest bomb of all time.
Wow.
What was Kate Blanchett doing there?
I don't know, dude.
People keep saying she makes good decisions, but she doesn't.
What's she doing there?
You know what? I'm so sorry. It was actually only made for $120
million. Okay. $120 million. And what it made?
$33 million.
Yeah, that's a real bad
plus marketing, obviously. Yeah.
Probably double that, I would say.
Which one's bigger again?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I couldn't even say. I wonder if it's like, you're like that movie, like it looks like a worse Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what all of the trailers look like. That was the opinion online.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, that's just not worth my ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But something like Long Legs and even Smile too, which has, and the original Smile was the same, where they had like this kind of viral marketing thing where they like, seeing this movie is going to be an event. You know what I mean? It's worth your money. I don't know. I feel like that is a lesson that would be good to learn.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the lesson they will learn.
Yeah,
but
it feels like, for Borderlands, they just kind of learned the lesson after watching Guardians 1. And
were
like, has movies come out since then? Probably not.
Yeah, we'll do Guardians 1 again, but also way worse.
Yeah.
It's like, show me Guardians the movie and show me the first Suicide Squad poster.
Yeah, yeah. I have an idea. What if I combined these two? I mean, I assume that because I'm pretty sure the Borderlands movie was in development for years.
Yeah.
It was like trapped in development hell.
Yeah, we did an episode about the whole thing, which is like the writer was like, please.
I don't want to make this freaking movie.
Yeah, it was Craig Mazin who made
Chernobyl and shit, right?
Wrote Chernobyl, wrote The Last of Us TV show, but also wrote Scary Movie 3.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Scary Movie's back?
Yeah.
Scary Movie's back?
Yeah, one of the Wayans brothers was like, hey,
we're doing it.
It's time. Scary Movie's returning.
Well, it kind of makes sense because there's a whole new genre of horror movies.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I can't wait to see whatever the, like, you know, parody of, you know,
the Midsommar
Nick Cage
or
it's going to be.
Yeah, Midsommar.
Scary Movie 3. Is that the one with...
That's the Ring parody one. It's the one with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I remember liking that one.
I think that one's...
Because I was more like, you watch number one, you're like, oh, hey, it's pretty funny, because again, I was a teen.
Yeah.
Two, one and three are the strongest points.
Three, I was like, that's all right.
I think three, because three's got Leslie Nielsen in it as well.
Oh, he's the president. The aliens
keep pissing in his mouth.
Yes, that's right.
What's her name?
It's a
ex of a piece of shit.
Anna Faris, but she's in all of them.
Yeah.
Scary Movie 3 is a parody of... The plot is a parody of 8 Mile and The Ring. And Signs.
Signs as well. Yeah.
Actually, it's Signs and 8 Mile, and then there's a big Ring thing.
Yeah.
She's brushing her underarm hair in the video, and everyone's like, oh!
Yeah. And Scary Movie 4 is War of the Worlds, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Mm. Is that the one where Leslie is getting pissed in the mouth?
No. That's 3, definitely.
3, he's the president for sure. Yeah. He's on the post-op. Anyway, 2024 will also go down as the year that everyone said, hey, Zachary Levi, fuck you. Harold and the Purple Crayon! Yeah. On a budget of $40 million, released to a wet fart sound of $29 million. And also, this was trying to chase the clout of Barbie.
Yeah.
I think they fucked it.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen that awesome interview with two of the children from Harold and the Purple Crayon? Mm. And they make, like, a reference to how bad Shazam was. And, like, presumably it was scripted, but Zachary Levi's pain looks real.
Yeah, that's
Let's
good.
Let's see. What's Zachary Levi done recently?
Become quite... Trump,
he endorsed Trump.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Well, because he was good friends with Ben Shapiro.
But
also, like, we've spoken about this on an episode before. He, previously to endorsing Trump, he was like, RFK Jr. is my guy. The man who
has a worm in his brain.
And can't stop stealing dead animals.
Loves to steal dead animals. Bears and whales. Zachary.
Yeah, he's also...
Zachary Levi says he backs Trump because of his Avengers team. RFK, Musk, Tulsi Gabbard.
Come on, man.
Comic book movies continue to be struggling. Yeah. This year, because the Crow remake came out.
On a
budget of $50 million, it made $22 million.
That's grim.
So, yeah, with all of this in mind, Megalopolis also made $13 million on the budget of like $150 million, but that's funny.
Yes, that is funny.
Did we know that Zachary Levi was anti-vax?
Yeah. He was a very, like...
Is this new information to anyone else or just me?
No.
I think, like, he's now... like come out and be like this, but I think there was a lot of tweets of him being like, maybe we should do our own research.
Like, are we sure?
Maybe medicine's bad.
God, he sucks.
Interesting lessons, I think, regarding comic book movies this year.
And then also and like legacy sequels as well, because Alien did okay. Twisters did
pretty good.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes did okay.
Yeah.
Bad Boys did okay. Beetlejuice did okay. But then Ghostbusters didn't.
Mm. But Ghostbusters had already had one.
Yeah.
So I think
so is Alien.
Well, Ghostbusters had a couple of runs at it.
Yeah.
Because Ghostbusters, you had the Lady Ghostbusters, which everyone loved.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had another run at it.
Yeah.
And then that's the sequel to that.
Yeah, for sure.
And Aliens, of course, has had, like, you know, many runs at it, but...
Alien feels slightly different because it feels like it's this, instead of a legacy sequel, it's more like just like a long-running franchise, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it just... There's many different, like, you know, creators and that involved in the Alien franchise. That's kind of
it doesn't
each one
feel.
Seems a bit new.
I would say Romulus doesn't feel, even though from what I've heard, Romulus actually rocks, except for every time they try to make it feel like a legacy sequel, and then it stinks.
Yeah, Romulus goes through each kind of movie and references every single one of them.
The most egregious line is one of the characters saying, "Get away from her, you bitch!" And it's like, really, like, what?
And it's set in the timeline
Maybe that's just a common phrase.
Everybody says that in space.
In
Grow
space.
Up.
Yeah. In the future.
Yeah.
So Alien Romulus is actually the highest grossing of all the Alien films. Obviously not adjusted for inflation.
That's crazy.
So,
that's...
you know what? Fox, they're stoked on that.
Yeah, they'd be loving that, dude. Oh. Plus, they got the Noah Hawley TV show coming out soon.
Yeah. Garfield movie. So, again, we've decided Chris Pratt, no thank you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
If... Yeah. Is that also Zach? Yeah.
No, that's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Yeah. Did bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, well, I mean, June did really well this year.
Yeah.
And like, but I feel that's a bit of an outlier.
Yes. I still am shocked by that because I think I might have been a movie early.
Yeah.
June Part One is a pretty impenetrable film, especially if you're not paying 100% attention.
Yes.
June Part Two is a direct continuation of that. Made a lot of money. A lot of people spoke about how beautiful it was and how many like famous actors are in it. But it is still... very incomprehensible if you're not paying attention.
And human attention span recently went down from 8 to 6 seconds. I am slightly concerned about what's going to happen in the future.
Our careers. Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
No, it's actually good because our podcast, you can just...
You can tune out.
You can tune out. You can put attention. Us on going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Most people probably don't even realize they're listening right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, you're asleep. Wake up.
Listen. Pay attention. Come on now. Up.
Yeah.
But that's
with
okay.
To say.
Yeah. Now we got them for 6 seconds.
We hope you're having a
use
lovely sleep. Good night,
it.
My
we've
sweet little angel.
Subscribe to Vicious Speculation Plus. God, I should have said that.
I think I was too late.
So yeah,
no, damn.
I would not be shocked if June Messiah bombs.
Oh yeah,
because they're gonna keep putting more money in it because they're like, made so much, and obviously contracts and stuff like that are written. So like, hey,
I think I would hope
you get more money for this one now.
I think what I would hope, and again, this would have to be counteracted against how much money they're putting into it. But like, you would hope that because people have bought in with the previous two movies, and. Unlike any other movie I think that's coming out at the moment, the Dune films feel like event cinema a little bit.
And so they feel kind of like, you know, they've been made by a person who understands what they're doing. It's similar to the Avatar.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of things, right? It's the kind of thing where it's like, well, you know, again, it's another thing, and this is so stupid that I think this works in Dune's favor, but it's not connected to anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see the first two and then you see the third one.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, like, I get Deadpool and Wolverine is almost like a negation of that idea because that's connected to 10 billion things. But I feel like with Dune, it's very simple.
You know what? There is. I got tricked by this for a second, and I reckon a film. I still think the third one might be a bomb, but the cinema score was really high, which I was like, oh, it'll probably be lower because they're like, what the fuck did I just see? But also, cinema score is the very first day. The movie opens, which is all the Dune heads.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For
dressed
sure.
as fucking worms.
Duncan. David Paul. Cincinnati.
The spice must flow, bitch. Exactly. They're screaming. They're going crazy.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Now we got this. All this. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm going to get Arrakis early.
And who are we following? Paul. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mother's Jessica. Okay, cool. All right. The dad, Leto. All right. Okay, sure. All right.
Okay. Fear is the mind killer.
Benny Gesserit. All right, we got to do that. And because, we're talking about genetic memory. Paul. Paul, though.
Well, Luke Skywalker's
Luke, fair enough. Oh, you got to kick ass like a warrior? Duncan.
Not
Idaho.
Duncan's a really... It's cool that Idaho remained as a surname. America is gone, but Idaho remains.
Yep.
Home of the potato.
I'm gonna get an early and make
the beast. Yeah.
Make a t-shirt that says June Messiah is not canon.
See, I reckon it'll do well. I reckon that'll kind
I think
of,
so
yeah.
too, honestly. I think
continue the trend.
I think
Deadpool and Wolverine has probably told the success of Deadpool and Wolverine and the failures of Joker and it's not quite a failure, but like the limited success of Venom the Last Dance and the huge failure of Madame Web.
Yeah.
Has probably shown that we want cameos.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we don't want just any old cameos. Yeah. We want fan-casted cameos as Gambit. Because we've seen a lot of that being shared around online.
Massively. And, you know,
What did Marvel put out this year? Anything?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
I mean, apart from just
I think it was
Deadpool
just Deadpool and Wolverine, yeah.
Wow.
Clever. I know. Smart
clever
move.
For them.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, we're peeling everything back.
And they recently announced their TV slate as well with a trailer that I don't know if you guys have seen.
I have not.
The Wonder Man movie, a TV show, looks extremely meta and strange. It's apparently a comedy, but there's nothing funny about the teaser, and I don't get it. It's a guy being like, I was born to play Wonder Man in a movie.
Yeah,
but it's set in the MCU.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Probably there's a lot to... Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot to go through, but...
We'll do that maybe next week.
Last
week!
time. It's a flat circle.
Yeah, it's a... Exactly.
Yeah. It is the mind killer.
It is the mind killer.
One that will be confusing for studios is the success of It Ends With Us, which is the Blake Lively drama, romantic drama about an abusive relationship. that was made for about $10 million, I think, and it made $350 million.
Yeah. That was a week. She, on the
press, I guess, junket.
The press junket. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it goes for 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
She's the one who dressed up like a worm, yeah?
No.
Who's that?
That's, I don't know.
She was married to Seal.
She was a worm. You remember when she was a worm? Was a worm.
She does a lot of stuff for Halloween. Model. Oh, God.
Look, it doesn't matter.
Heidi Klum?
Klum!
Heidi Worm.
Heidi Worm, more like, dude.
She goes all out with her costumes.
Yeah.
And she makes, she'd be Worm. Cast her in the next dude. Yeah.
Well, what do we think regarding...
Oh, and also Ghostbusters Frozen Empire doesn't have many huge cameos. They tease the return of Sigourney Weaver at the end of Ghostbusters Afterlife, but they don't bring her back.
Oh, interesting.
So I think, again, it's going to be like big cameos. Yeah. People only care about big cameos.
And the mild success of all the legacy sequels, I think, would lead into that too. Mm. How do we think Marvel is going to take that going ahead with, say, Captain America World Order that is coming out next?
I think that they're... method now will just be like, hey, the next couple mightn't do too well, but people will go back to them when we hit Doomsday.
And I suppose probably on some level they've got to be like, well, Thunderbolts is kind of that. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Thunderbolts is a kind of team-up film.
They would have time to sneak a big cameo into Thunderbolts if they wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which, also the trailer of Thunderbolts does, and the fact that it's called Thunderbolts Asterix.
Yes.
It the does fact kind that the teaser, of
imply that there's going to be some big reveal.
The trailer does make it look like there's going to be a very big actor walking into frame in one of the scenes.
Yes.
Do
we want to place our bets on who it'll be?
It'll almost certainly be Doom.
You reckon?
Oh, that would, maybe
that's
too
early.
That's
a bit too early, I reckon. I think this is maybe crazy. Willem Dafoe's Norman Osborn.
That's not that crazy.
Yeah, that isn't that crazy.
But that would be big.
That would be huge.
Yeah.
But it's small enough and Fierce? Spider-Man specific enough. Fist, nah. Maybe?
But that would get people hooting and hollering.
Because we know that Fist is coming to the MCU.
Well, he's already in the Deadpool Born Again trailer, so.
I mean, he's in Hawkeye.
Exactly. He's back, Echo. Basically. Yeah. He's basically here.
He's already been in
two seasons. He's there. He's gone Mayor mode. It's fine.
Who is
Norman Osborn? Yeah, Willem Dafoe's not a.
Or just a Norman Osborn. Like, maybe not Willem Dafoe.
No, if they're going to do Norman Osborn, they're gonna get Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, if they get like, you know, someone, another actor, I'm not quite sure who, but he's like, my name's Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
You're not going to get people like Hooten Hollering.
What about Venom?
You need that recognition of Venom?
Like I mean, it doesn't make sense for the tone of that movie at all.
No, but Venom has been in the Thunderbolts.
Okay.
So who would want to kill Sentry or protect Sentry?
Who's, I don't even know.
Like, Norman makes sense because he'd want Sentry.
And also because Thunderbolts is related to, like, in the comics, I think sometimes, or at least there is, the Thunderbolts is a Dark Avengers and there is a Norman Osborn's Dark Avengers. So, like, you can imagine them just.
Well, because it'll be a villain. It has to be a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna put my money on Norman Osborn.
I think Willem Dafoe's Norman Osborn is a very good call.
But
I'm gonna go Kingpin, and it'll be they're hoping that people are gonna be hooting and hollering, but people aren't gonna care.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Have
I can see that.
There been a hero we haven't seen for a while that could go villain mode that we give a shit about. Has there been like a hero?
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
People hate Simu Liu now, so let's just cast him as
make
a
him
villain.
Evil. What about this?
Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Hawkeye. Get Clint Barton.
Could you go Captain Hydro? Chris Evans
that
coming in?
People would fucking shit their pants.
You also in that movie have Bucky. So
and then you'd be doing the same thing twice at the same time.
That'd be very
of
funny.
Bad Robert Downey Jr. and bad Chris Evans.
Yeah. I can do it.
No, I'm going to go Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Okay. Yeah. Clint Barton.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to like from the comics. Like, you know, Hawkeye is he does join the event
the Thunderbolts,
so he kind of takes lead because like you are villains going to try and reform.
Okay.
I think it'd be someone from the TV. They're trying to make a big deal. I think Kingpin, but if we're going to go crazy, Sylvie.
Whoa.
Who might be dead. I haven't seen season 2 of Loki.
No, I don't think so. She's still around.
For a while, I was like, who?
Yeah.
Sylvie?
Huh?
Girl Loki.
Yeah. I'm going to put my money on Norman Osborn, but explicitly, they'll in some way be like, this is not. He's not Green Goblin yet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. It's Norman Osborn. It's not
like, I'm
Green Goblin.
I'm sort of something like the leader of Thunderbolts myself.
Yeah, he's a bit of a sly.
Because
back here, going to be a politician.
Because also, part of my reasoning for that is that in Thunderbolts, I think somewhere it's confirmed that we're going to find out who bought Avengers Tower. You know, the big question that
Venom.
He won the lottery.
Yeah.
And one of the early fan theories back when people cared was, I bet it's Norman Osborn.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be the Oscorp Tower.
Unless it is Doom and the person that bought the Avengers Tower is the Fantastic Four.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But very Marvel to reveal the Fantastic Four too early and weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they already have done that, basically.
I hope they don't do that. Yeah, no, I think, like Norman Osborn.
I think it's going to be gobby.
Sounds... I'm trying to like, go through every other kind of like, what have we seen in the MCU before and like since and what hasn't been around for a while, like villain wise
Iron
or
Monger.
Dead or like
Jeff Bridges is Iron Monger. He's back.
Oh, maybe.
He got better.
He did get better. And I'm like, Doom's way too early and then anything else would be kind of weird and out of left field. You could have like a hero go villain mode, but the heroes that we care about are either dead or retired or already gone villain mode.
Mm.
You don't really want to go like, Chris Evans. Hey, we've Robert's doing that already.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe
coming in.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is, Elaine from Veep will be like, before you leave Thunderbolts, you gotta talk
to
meet your new boss. And he'll come in and be like, this tower's mine now, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, you meet your boss, the guy who's been, funding this whole thing.
Yeah.
He's basically like Robert De Niro from, what's that film? Ethan Hawke. Great Expectations.
Yes.
So I know we've been predicting on what lessons we think people are going to learn.
Yeah.
But I've just looked at the slate for 2025, and my God, studios will be panicking so much.
What do we got?
So there's a couple of, things that kind of add up, so we've seen lower budget horror films do really well. So we've got Wolfman opening in January.
I'm excited for that,
Which is directed by Lee Whannell, director of The Invisible Man.
Yeah,
he also directed Upgrade, etc.
Finally, we're getting that dark universe, dude. It's happening.
You got the Mel Gibson film Flight Risk, which is unrelated, but just a very funny movie I like to talk about. Awesome. It's directed by Mel Gibson. It stars
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, who in the trailer has a reveal that he's bald.
It's also the reveal that he's the villain. Yeah. It's amazing. He's like, you thought I was a good guy with hair? Think again!
I'm going to steal this plane!
It's awesome.
Watch the trailer. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend watching the movie. Steal it. Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg should not get
scumbags,
your
scumbags. So, yeah.
But then, like, on top of that, there's Mickey 17, which is the Bong Joon-ho new film
with
starring
Robin Pattinson.
Which is there, that's unrelated, but it's just a movie I'm excited for. Yeah. Love Hurts, which is Ke-Huy Quan's attempt at like a nobody John Wick kind of
movie. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I'm excited for that.
So, yeah, those kind of unrelated to what we were just speculating on. But yeah, got Captain America Brave New World opening the same day as a legacy sequel to Bridget Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy, which is the second legacy sequel in the Bridget Jones's.
What the hell?
Series.
Is Hugh Grant and he's back and Colin, what's his name?
Is it going to be a crossover with About a Boy?
Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant. It does not look like the Colin Firth is in it.
Oh, really?
Which God is damn strange. Was he in Bridget Jones's Baby?
Sure.
Yes, he's on the poster.
Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's dead. Maybe that's what it's about, a funeral.
Maybe, yeah, he dies now. Hugh Grant's going to swoop in finally.
And
finally get some of that sweet widow kisses.
Yeah. Love kissing a widow.
It's about Bridget Jones getting a boy toy, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no, Hugh Grant, you waited for too long. Oh, you idiot.
That rocks.
Her love interest is an actor from White Lotus who is currently 28 years old.
I love that. That's sick as hell.
They've made Bridget Jones horny for a boy.
Yeah.
Mad About the Boy.
Mad
it makes
About
sense.
The Boy.
Anyway, that will bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, Bridget Jones's baby didn't do well either, did it?
Yeah.
No. Not really.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think people got to go see Brave New World.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, the Ryan Coogler horror movie I was banking on making bank. It stars Michael B. Jordan and Hailee Steinfeld, but it's made for $90 million, which is probably too much.
They might not make enough to, yeah. That's such a shame. That movie looks sick as hell.
Hey, if it's really good, it will make that money back, but they can't just coast on it being like an interesting horror movie to make that much money.
Looks so cool. What's it called again?
Sinners.
Sinners, yeah, it looks sick.
You've got The Electric State, which is the Russo Brothers movie.
That's you ever seen those incredibly haunting images? I think the a board game you love, Scythe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the same artist, or at least their style is very similar, of these like gigantic robots and like these dystopian Mickey Mouse statues.
Tales from the Loop is him.
Yes, okay, Tales from the Loop. You know that kind of haunting artwork? Yep. Imagine that, but filtered through like that Ryan Reynolds movie about how important Star Wars is. Whatever that movie's called. Or even Free Guy.
Adam Project.
The Adam Project and Free Guy. It's like if they took that and sucked anything.
My memory of the Adam Project is that he's his own dad.
I've never seen it.
I think he goes back in time to talk to his younger self.
Yes. And something about Star Wars.
I don't know.
Seduces his mom?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Anyway, so that was made for like $300 million or something. $320 million.
It's going to bomb horrendously.
It's a Netflix movie, so...
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
It'll do great.
Billions of minutes
One billion minutes watched.
And that'll be a success.
Yep.
Well done.
Good for them.
The Russo Brothers.
We got the live-action Snow White, directed by Mark Webb. Bomb.
Yep.
A Minecraft movie, which is a... Has it officially been titled that?
Bomb.
Nah.
No, people hate it. Even kids hate it. Yeah, dude.
Okay. I think they're confused by it.
Yeah, because it's just...
It'll make... How much was its budget? What was the budget? It's not announced. Smart.
I think I do not think the movie's going to do well.
No, I reckon it will.
Okay, interesting.
Then we've got sequels.
I just got a gut feeling. Just got a gut feeling.
You were right about Deadpool and Wolverine.
So a Minecraft movie comes out at the start of April, and then late April you've got the Until Dawn movie, which is another video game adaptation.
Oh, why are they making a Until Dawn video game?
Like it was a good...
The game is a movie.
That's directed by the Shazam director.
Ugh.
But, you know, he directed Lights Out, which is a movie that tells you that killing yourself is good.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And Annabelle Creation, which I think is the good Annabelle movie.
I'm not sure.
Okay, okay.
God, Lights Out is funny.
Yeah. Is Zachary Levi going to hopefully
maybe
pop
cameo?
Out?
Cameo in Until Dawn. Is Zachary Levi? No.
Shazam?
Actually, it looks like it wasn't made for a lot. Based on the cast, I would say that the budget for this is probably...
Oh, they got Peter Stormare back.
Oh.
Makes sense.
I like Peter Stormare, yeah.
He's great. But, like, the game's a move.
Yeah, I know. The game's a move. What are you doing? What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing?
Well, Until Dawn's current competition that same weekend is The Accountant 2, where Ben Affleck has autism that makes him good
at
accounting and being a spy.
Doesn't he have a gun? Like,
does he have an accounting gun?
Doesn't he have, isn't he putting together a gun in the trailer or the film posts? I never saw The Accountant.
Yeah,
that's
anyway,
awesome.
Thunderbolts, which... Mm-hmm. I think Captain America won't do well, but I think Thunderbolts will do better.
Yes.
Yeah, I reckon Captain America will either kind of, it will be fine.
Scrape
it's by. Not going to bomb,
yeah.
But it'll do fine.
Yes,
I think you're right. It made its money, i.e. it made how much it filmed, but maybe not the marketing.
Yes, yeah.
So people will be like, well, it's saying it's a profit, but it ain't really.
I think you're right. And I think that's mostly because this year we had one Marvel movie.
Yeah.
So I think people will just be like,
oh, yeah.
I get to go back and see a Marvel movie. It's been too long.
Mission Impossible 8.
Yeah. Do old dads like, even granddads, do they still like Harrison Ford?
I don't know.
If you were a dad watching Indiana Jones and then
Indiana Jones bombed.
It did bomb.
He's not.
But that's okay. Speaking of dads, Mission Impossible 8, it'll probably do fine.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch live action?
No, I don't think so.
No, wait. No, well, that'll be successful. Annoyingly, it'll be successful.
Legacy sequel to Karate Kid Legends, which is tying the reboot and the original films together. So Jackie Chan and, what's that guy's name? Ralph Macchio.
Is it connected to the TV show?
Yeah, it's going to reference Cobra Kai as well.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Cobra Kai is a TV show that I hear rocks.
Yeah.
And I've just never seen
it. It's got six seasons.
Yeah, I know. It's getting too much now.
Isn't it very successful?
Yes, I think so. From what I vaguely know.
Yeah, but it's a Netflix series and it got cancelled from YouTube.
So many billions of minutes watched.
Damn.
From the world of John Wick, Ballerina.
That looks sick.
28 years later, there's a lot of legacy sequels.
Yeah.
Like,
Elio?
A live action How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Heard that's
that'll
coming.
Make money.
Yes.
John Wick Ballerina will bomb.
You're probably right. John Wick Ballerina will bomb for partially the same reason that Furiosa bombed, where people are like, why would I see a John Wick movie that's not about John Wick?
Yeah,
it's about a girl.
In between Chapter 3 and Chapter 4.
Yeah,
so it's a prequel as well.
What's it literally
going to be a Furiosa thing.
Yeah, okay. What? I have not heard anything about
it. It's about a lady John Wick.
It's Ana de Armas is the lead.
Yeah. It looks really cool.
Does she appear in any of the previous John Wicks to be like, oh, we're going to have a character?
I think maybe, or unless, because there's that scene where John Wick goes to the ballet and he watches the ballerinas and it's like, oh, but these are actually assassins or whatever.
Ah, so it's about that.
I think so. I think it looks cool. I think it's probably going to be great.
Yeah.
But I think that
is the budget. Low for that one?
I reckon no. Oh, 50 to 80 million.
Because if they're like, look, it's a good story. We like it.
And
we
Keanu Reeves is low. In it.
Yeah, have you seen the trailer?
No.
The trailer ends with Keanu Reeves.
Okay, it's going to make its money. We're okay. Ballerina, not a bomb.
I think you're right because it seems like the premise of Ballerina is that she's like, I need to seek revenge. But like maybe she's broken away from the ballerina assassin school and she's like, I need help. And they're like, go to John Wick. So I think John Wick will train her. So yeah, I think it will do well.
And it has Lance Reddick in his last role.
Oh, cool.
Ian McShane's back. So it's all the... Norman Reedus is the villain, maybe?
Whoa. That's awesome.
All
right. Reedus contrasted the tightly choreographed fight scenes in this film from the loose and sloppy ones in the series Walking Dead. He's still in Walking Dead, so it's funny to say that.
That's awesome.
Nah, he's in the spin-off where he go France mode.
Walking Dead... Norman, or whatever it's called.
Daryl Dixon.
The one where I thought he was tied to a tree.
Yeah. And that he actually references that show. The show that he's still currently
that's
in.
That's so funny.
Megan 2, that'll make money, unless they've gone crazy with the budget, which they haven't revealed, so probably not.
Yeah. Because Megan 1 did pretty well, didn't it?
It falls into the category of like...
low budget.
Yeah.
Interesting, kind of weird horror.
Jurassic World Rebirth... I mean, they've all made $1 billion, so probably...
Even the Locust one?
Yeah, dude. Dominion.
And I also heard something, I forget what it was, but there was some bit of news that I read about Rebirth where I was like, maybe this will be good, but I forget what it was. So maybe the director...
Oh, yeah, the director's Gareth Edwards.
Yeah.
He directed the first American Godzilla, not the 90s one.
The most recent.
The new one. He also did Rogue One. He also did... He's really good at doing stuff and making things look fucking huge.
Yes. So, maybe that'll make this movie.
July at the moment seems crazy because you got Jurassic World Rebirth, an untitled Trey Parker film. Starring Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I've said his name 7 million times in my life and never struggled until that exact moment. Superman. God. Another Smurfs movie. Is this live action?
Hope so.
Is it like a sequel
to... it's an animated musical fantasy. We've already done that.
That's so funny, dude.
Oh, it's Chris Miller. That'll bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
John Goodman's in it, though. It's making $1 billion.
Everyone loves John Goodman.
I Know What You Did While a Summer sequel.
Bomb. Yeah.
Bomb.
I don't know, though.
And then Fantastic Four. So
not a bomb.
Jurassic World, unless it's really good, it's going to get strangled later in the
by Superman and Fantastic Four. Yeah.
One of those is going to be pushed back.
Yes, you're right. Fantastic Four. Guaranteed.
Unless Superman, whoever gets says first, they're going to be pushed back. Yep. Or whatever. I reckon one of those. No, they're going to.
By all accounts, Superman is done. So
yeah, right. So okay, Fantastic Four is either going to be pushed back.
Yep.
Or in a sneaky move, they'll bring it forward. But I don't think.
God, there's so many sequels and weird legacy sequels coming out.
Yeah.
So I'll just fire off a quick.
Yeah, just rapid fire them.
So Naked Gun reboot directed by Akiva Schaffer.
Okay.
The Bad Guys 2, which is a sequel to that animated film that'll do fine. The first one did fine.
Yeah.
Freakier Friday, a legacy sequel to the 2003 Freaky Friday film. Nobody 2.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sold.
Another Insidious film. Another Conjuring film. Downton Abbey sequel.
Yay.
Okay.
Saw 11.
Yes. What's he got now?
What's
more cancer?
Saw 11, more cancer. Wow.
Whoa, a movie called Roofman, directed by the guy who made Place Beyond the Pines, starring Channing Tatum, Ben Mendelsohn, Kirsten Dunst, and Peter Dinklage.
Oh, shit.
I will be there
that sounds
day
fucking
one.
Awesome, oh, yeah. Dude.
Not going to make a lot of money, but we'll be there.
All the money it makes is coming from my pocket. He also, what else did he direct?
Something else great.
Blue Valentine.
God, Place Beyond the Pines rocks.
You got Tron Ares, a legacy sequel to a legacy sequel that didn't make money.
Yeah.
The Black Phone 2, Mortal Kombat 2, Predator Badlands, You See Me 3.
Why are they making the Black Phone 2?
Why are they making Now You See Me 3? I don't understand.
Wicked Part 2.
Magicians or wizards? Yeah. Hold on.
I don't know, dude.
Wicked Part 2, reminder that Wicked Part 1's coming out in a couple of weeks. Zootopia 2, Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Finally.
Another SpongeBob movie. Avatar Fire and Ash!
Woo! The movie's back, baby! Oh. Okay, that's going to make all the money in the world.
$3 billion.
Yeah.
What did the last Avatar make? Didn't make two, did it? Like 1 point.
This one's just going to be so good, it makes three. I guarantee it.
And there's another...
Mm-hmm. What's up, dude?
There's another weird horror movie. Maggie Gyllenhaal is directing and has written a screenplay for a movie called The Bride, which is a retelling of Bride of Frankenstein. The stars Jesse Buckley, Christian Bale, Penelope Cruz, Peter Skarsgård, Annette Bening.
That sounds
Jake
awesome.
Gyllenhaal.
That sounds sick as hell, dude.
Okay, so I guess they've learned the lesson of maybe, hopefully, like more horror but low budget and actually put some effort into it because then they'll make bank.
They haven't picked up on the fact that legacy, there'd be so many of these products looking at the box office and being like, was this sequel a good idea?
How many do you reckon they'll go straight to streaming?
Ooh.
How many of that, light up, they're like, you know what? Probably just easier and quicker to just straight to streaming. Any of those ones as well.
Black Phone 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix, pick up the phone. You can get it for $30 right
Black
now.
Black Phone 2 is crazy as well because it's like Black Phone is based on a short story by Joe Hill, Stephen King's son, that doesn't have a sequel. So it's not only is it a sequel, like it's a sequel where they're not basing it on anything. So they've got to write it themselves, which is just never good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Any of those films you reckon that are coming out, that we know are coming out, you reckon will be scrapped for, a beautiful tax write-off?
Good question.
So 2020, let me just pull that back up again. Let's just have a look at what is made by
Warner Brothers,
yes.
Yeah, great question. There's going to be some good ideas there for Zaslav to
you know what? Fuck this movie.
Like a vulture picking
at a carcass.
Or no, like a vulture going against its nature and finally going after a live cow.
Well, you got The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, which is the first Looney Tunes movie that's headed.
I think people
have already had preview screenings of
that. No, I think it's
I can hear Zaslav hungry. Boy, he's going to eat that one up. He's so hungry. Nom, 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 nom. Is that a Looney Tunes thing you want to love? The beloved Looney Tunes?
What if it was dinner for me?
What if it was dinner? What if I sold off Bugs and only Bugs? You
shit. I feel like that it's heading to streaming like well before it
gets a theatrical
goes
release.
To a theatrical release, but I don't remember where I saw that and I can't find it again. But early reviews are like, hey, this is so good. Yeah. So it'll
that,
get.
That sounds like it's on the chopping block.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. The quality of a thing has never stopped him from eating it before.
Yeah, if anything, the quality of a thing being good is almost more tantalizing. Yeah. Like, makes it sweeter.
Yeah, I've had a quick look at studio stuff. Warner Brothers.
They don't have much.
Sinners, Mickey 17.
Probably not going to get rid of those. Yeah,
they're also coming out too soon.
Then the names attached are too big as well. Yeah. You wouldn't take something from Eggers or from... Yeah, you're just not going to do it.
Minecraft movie. What's Flowervale Street?
Minecraft movie, you're not getting rid of either.
Flowervale Street is a science fiction film.
Okay.
This is going straight to Max, yeah. I reckon.
Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway, made by the It Follows director.
Okay. You might, maybe not.
I don't know. It doesn't seem tasty enough to cancel.
It doesn't seem like it's... Yeah, it feels like it needs to be a perfect storm of
Freakier Friday going straight to Disney Plus would not shock me.
Oh, yeah. I think that's happening. Guaranteed.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, well, best of luck to the movie studios. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, surprise contenders for... lessons.
Yeah.
Because again, we've still got that, like, you know, woman lead superhero or like franchise movie bad. But I'm hoping maybe with Thunderbolts, maybe it'll be like, oh no, see.
Sometimes it can work. Yeah.
But you know, they won't learn that.
No.
It was because of David Harbour.
Yeah, exactly. It was because of all of the fellas, dude. Because we had fucking Bucky back.
Yeah, and Willem Dafoe cameo.
That's what gets bums in seats. Yeah. I think Ballerina. If Ballerina bombs, is going to be.
If Ballerina bombs, then it's going to be like a people don't give a shit about spin-offs. Mm-hmm. Of a
male-led franchise with a female character,
or even just a spin-off, I reckon. That might just be just like a damper on that. Would be like, you know, that people just don't like it.
Yeah.
Or they might take it, people just don't like it, and also because
especially if it's all. Yeah.
That'd suck.
There's a couple of movies still coming this year at time of recording that could change things up. We've got Heretic, which is the A24 horror movie that stars Hugh Grant.
Oh, cool. Oh, yes, that looks kind of cool.
If that makes bank, they will keep making A24 films with like a big known actor, because Long Legs, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Midsummer's not quite this, because Florence Pugh
wasn't quite there at the time. Yeah.
She definitely wasn't at Hugh Grant and Nicolas Cage levels. So if that does well, you'll probably see more of those. You got Red One. My God.
really a who's who of actors I don't care about or want to see again.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Of $250 million.
Okay.
Directed by...
J.K. Simmons is there?
J.K. Simmons loves to be in Santa Claus movies.
He does just love to be in film, I think.
Yeah.
Directed by the guy who made the two Jumanji movies of recent.
Yay.
Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, J.K. Simmons...
Yeah. Okay. What if Santa was buff?
And Nick Kroll's there.
Yes.
Look into what his dad did in September of 2001.
Nick Kroll.
Yeah.
September
of 2001.
Nick Kroll's dad. Who's Nick Kroll's dad?
He worked for a government that, you know, had some stuff going on. I mean, it's a crazy story. So, like,
look into that one.
Yeah, it's a little homework.
Shipka from Mad Men's in it too.
Yeah, okay. It'll probably do fine.
Will it do $250 million plus marketing?
No,
fine.
Brother, it will not.
What
other Christmas movies are coming out though? Actually, having said that,
we got Gladiator 2, which isn't Christmas.
No.
It's like Nick Kroll's dad is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many Nepo babies I didn't even know about. It's,
everyone's a fucking Nepo baby.
It's fucked up.
Everybody Nepo.
Okay.
But well, yeah, I don't know. With Red One, if there's no other Christmas movies coming out at the time, it might make its budget back. If it's the only Christmas movie we've got that's in the cinemas, you know, fucking school holidays, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, well, just read up about Nick Kroll's dad.
Okay.
Gladiator 2, if that bombs, again, legacy sequels, people are sweating.
Yeah.
Wicked. I don't know why they're doing this, but
yeah, best I don't of know, luck
to them. Moana 2, which was a TV show cut into a movie. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I best not.
Something's enough for you.
Not right now.
Yeah.
You got Queer, which is another A24 film.
Yeah.
But that's not a horror film, but it does star Daniel Craig, and it's directed by the guy who did Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, okay. So, oh, no, yes. I think I've seen a trailer for that. It looks...
And Suspiria. This guy knocks out movies at such a rapid pace, yet they're all acclaimed. It's crazy.
It's nuts. Hang on,
let's find his... How's that boy doing it?
How does he do it, dude?
You scrolled past it so many times.
Advertising, music videos, television, short film, documentary, documentaries, producer. Aha. Yeah. Feature films. So... Call Me By Your Name. Then the next year he does the Suspiria remake. Then he takes 4 years off. Then he releases Bones and All, which is the cannibal love movie.
Yeah, yeah.
With Timothée Chalamet. Then this year he's got Challengers and Queer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then he recently signed on to make another adaptation of American Psycho.
That's a crazy output, dude. What the hell?
What else? And let's just see if there's a movie coming out called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Craven.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Mufasa.
Yeah.
So if Kraven the Hunter does well, and I'm assuming it does, because everyone's going to see it multiple times.
Well, yeah, like us, exactly. Everybody's going to do a full day of Kraven.
Yeah, because you got to have breakfast Kraven,
lunch Kraven. Lunch Kraven, after dinner Kraven.
It's all good.
Midnight Kraven.
Yeah. Oh, Kraven's going to be... I think the world's going to go Kraven mad just before Christmas.
You're going to get Kraven fever.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be like, wow, people love to see... Kraven.
Yeah.
What else can we do that kind of emulates Kraven?
Yeah.
If we could have Kraven, becoming the leader of the next Sinister Six, because we still want to make that.
Yeah.
Movie.
Oh, absolutely. That's still money in the bank, dude. Sinister Six.
Well, Kraven's got a big family.
Yeah.
We could just make a whole Kraven family,
dude. Kraven legacy.
We just do Kravens all the way down.
Kraven movies till we die.
Yeah, baby.
Well. That's been great, but it's time to head to the Base of Speculation inbox, which is BS Boys Pod
at gmail.com.
I'm usually not in charge of this one, so I haven't had to memorize it yet.
Yeah,
BS Boys Pod at gmail.com.
I'm pretty sure that's the.
Double check.
Just for no reason, I'm just going to quickly just look at this.
Just in case.
BS Boys Pod at gmail.
Hey, we nailed it.
And if you want to send us an email, you can find us there, like David has.
Mm.
Hi there, Base of Speculation. My speculation is if you keep reading emails out at the end of Base of Speculation, they will soon become even more fucked up than the email sent to your sister podcast, Thumb Cramps. I don't think that's humanly possible.
No.
But then...
The listeners of BS, as opposed to the listeners of Thumb Cramps, I mean, more of a respectable
one. Refined.
Refined.
Exactly.
Based on speculation, our listeners, they can't really email us because their phones are
in the toilet.
In the toilet. Whereas, a Thumb Cramps listener, wow.
Their phone's on the bus and they're standing at the bus stop patting their body down like, oh. And then the Base Speculation listeners looking at their phone in the toilet and being like,
David then goes on to say, I went to see Deadpool and Wolverine. I took a piss break and got really lightheaded. I then suddenly woke up on the bathroom floor with a stranger standing over me asking if I was okay. I had a bump on my head and was definitely concussed, but my biggest concerns were calming the stranger down and the fact that I was laying on the floor of a cinema bathroom. Yuck.
Yeah, that is gross.
What happened?
Anyway, I went back in and finished the movie, even though it was bad. Would rather get another concussion than see it again.
You could have gone to the hospital.
Instead
saw Dr. Deadpool and Nurse Wolverine.
Don't do that.
I would not have done that if I was
unless this is a common occurrence of you like passing out when
you're used to it.
And that's like, I know what this is.
Yeah. Go to a doctor.
See someone.
Watching Deadpool and Wolverine probably made you sicker, bro.
Yeah, dude.
PPS. Or PS, I should say. Luckily, my dick was not out when I woke up, so either it was the last thing my brain did before it shut down, or the stranger tucked it in for me.
God, I hope the stranger tucked it in for you. Would you do that? Would you tuck it in?
No.
That's fair enough. That's probably the right answer.
This next one is from Ian. Dear BS Boys, as Blade is now canon for Marvel, does that mean Tim Guinea is now the first actor to have played two different characters in Marvel properties, being Curtis Webb, a Doctor Who was killed very quickly in Blade, and Major Allen, who tries to shoot down Iron Man when he flees in. When he flies into a military zone. As Blade has said earlier, does that mean the US military has been infiltrated by vampires? I'm not too worried about actors being recast like Rhodey, but I also know that Marvel can get themselves into knots about this kind of stuff. Oh, okay, so Ian, I'm going to stop you right there. You're a fucking idiot.
Cop that, Ian.
Damn, Ian.
Has been so many actors in Marvel properties.
He's
in fact,
Friday.
Deadpool and Wolverine features Chris Evans as a Human Torch. Yeah. And he's also Captain America. They play that for laughs. You got Cable and Thanos, same actor.
Same guys.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool himself is in the franchise you're referencing, Blade Trinity.
Mm, that's true.
There's so many guys.
So many guys have been in all the movies.
Michael B. Jordan, he's Killmonger, he's Johnny Storm.
Yeah. It's all, hey, how about this though? There's an autograph seeker in Peter Quill's mother. Same actress.
Whoa!
That's awesome. They've done it before, they'll do it again.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just kind of like, hey, man, if you don't have such like a recognizable face, like maybe the Robert Downey Jr.'s of the world, if you're a bit part actor, you could be cast
in many different roles across the movies.
Unless you're saying they're in the same universe, in which case I'll say Gemma Chan.
Yeah.
Who is in Eternals and is also in Captain Marvel, I think.
There you go.
Gemma Chan or Gemma Chan?
I don't know, dude, man.
That was off the dome.
That's impressive, dude.
Yeah.
God, how good was
it? But no, it's not the same universe, because Blade's not the same universe. Yeah. I go back to my original statement. You're an idiot, Ian.
You're just confident, man.
Also, speaking of the military, I suspect that in Brave New World, Thunderbolt Ross will have been shot by Isaiah Bradley so he can be injected with Hulk-contaminated blood by the leader, thus outlawing superheroes and giving him the U.S. president in his pocket for blackmail. Thunderbolts will be a group who are tasked in rounding up superheroes who resist, and thus it will draw from the hit PlayStation game Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, introducing brain control nanites, maybe stolen from Stark Tech, and LMD, life model decoys.
So Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
Why?
Did you say LMD?
LMD.
Life model decoys.
So that we can forget Skrulls exist, erasing Secret Wars and Ms. Marvel stuff, and allowing them to bring people back previously killed because they were going deep undercover, like in Winter Soldier. Hope you enjoyed England and the baby birth goes well, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you, Ian. That's great that it's kind of like a superhero or person who has powers will shoot the president, being like, see, superheroes
are a problem.
Bad. But then in doing so, president gets Hulk blood and accidentally becomes superpowered. So if you got to enact your superhero registration, you got to arrest yourself.
You got to arrest the president, dude.
Also, Ian, your speculation's well off as well. We've seen the Thunderbolts trailer. They're trying to protect Sentry.
Yeah.
They're not a
kill Sentry, maybe.
Yeah,
sounds like they're trying to kill.
It's half.
Yeah, for sure.
No, because Winter Soldier's trying to kill Sentry, and I think
Thunderbolts
are trying
to say protect him.
Protect him. Mm. Anyway, Ian, thank you for your speculation. You're an idiot. Thank you for your email, though. You're not an idiot.
Yeah. We love you.
Your speculation makes perfect sense, and your claims, they're good.
So if you want to be belittled by Joel Dusha, you too can send an email into bsboyspod@gmail.com.
It's a risk.
It's a risk. Don't get me wrong.
Dusha might get you, but, you know.
Maybe you love that.
Maybe that's good for people. I don't know. Who can say?
I don't know. But either way, I am looking forward for the movies.
In 2025.
Yeah, baby.
Roofman. That's my most anticipated film of the year now.
There's a lot of good movies coming out.
Yeah. Movies, they're coming.
Nah, Avatar.
It's the Avatar movies.
Still. Avatar's
They're
still
making mine. Films.
They are.
It's the movies.
You can see them at the cinema. You can go with your friends and buy a popcorn and share a popcorn with your friends at the movies.
Or a Choc Top, if you want.
Or you can also get a Coke. And at some cinemas, they let you get a hot dog.
It's the movies.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've been Joel Dusha, and I'll see you at the movies!
At the movies! Where you can have fun! At the movies!
Watch a movie!
See what's on the screen. Have a laugh!
There's actors.
Titillated. By the movies!
See Bridget Jones with your mom!
Have an uncomfortable conversation!
Mom,
at the movies!
Bridget Jones shouldn't fuck that 28-year-old.
thoughts.
Anyway, this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the Fiasco Boys.
See ya.
Very nice.
Having a really good time.
It's the movies. I buy Red Bull. I buy Diet Coke. I piss my pants at the movies.
Yeah. A zip, zippity, zoppity, zoovies. I'm going to see the movies.
What's playing at the movies? It's movies.
I like the cinema. I like the theater. I like the movies. I like seeing movies with my friends.
At the movies. It's the movies!
Yeah! It's a really good song.
Yeah.
You gotta love the movies, dude.
You gotta love the movies. I should probably stop looking at the editing software and start looking at the things that are relevant for this episode.
At the movies, dude!
Looking at the movies!
Look at the movies! Look at the films! See them with your friends! It's good to go to the cinema. I hope it never ends. At the movies! Yeah, the movies.
Oh, it's the movies.
I like the backbeat that comes in every now and then.
It's like the end of like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, at the movies.
At the movies.
What's playing at the movies today? It's the movies. Wolverine 3, Despicable Me.
It's the movies.
Beetlejuice, Planet of the Apes.